We have been looking at the attributes of God. What is God like? God is creator, truth, eternal, self-existent, gracious, wise, righteous, sovereign, holy, and good. He is omnipotent. God is present, unchanging. He is faithful. He is jealous. And today we're going to look at God is omniscient, meaning he knows everything. So let's consider today the omniscience of God. Omni means all. Science means knowledge. God has all knowledge. He knows everything. He knows everything about your church. He knows everything about President Biden and what he's doing in Washington, D.C. He knows everything about everything that is going on in the world. And he knows everything about you. He knows what you ate for breakfast. He knows what's under your bed at home. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows everything about you. And today we'll be in Psalm 139. Verse 1 begins, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me." God, not only do you know everything about me, but you want to know everything about me. You want to know me. You have, on purpose, you have searched me. You know, God has done his research on you. He searched out everything about you because he loves you and he wants to know you. Have you ever made a new friend and you're so excited to get to know your new friend? You want to talk and play with your friend. You want to see their house and see their room. You want to find what they like to do. You want to know everything about your friend. Well, that's how God feels about you. He really wants to know you. So he has searched out everything there is to know about you. God, you know everything about me. Verse 2, you know when I sit and when I rise. God knows if you're sitting right now, and he knows when you're going to get up. He's paying attention to you. Sometimes I hear kids complain, "She is ignoring me. She's not listening. She's not looking at me. She's not paying attention." But God is not like that. He is paying close attention to you. He always knows what you're doing. And beyond that, he always knows what you're thinking. Continuing in verse 2, you perceive my thoughts from afar. Sometimes you get in trouble and it wasn't really your fault. You think, it was an accident. I didn't mean to do that. God knows. He knows your thoughts. Sometimes no one else knows that you're sad or that you're lonely, but God knows and he cares. He knows your thoughts now and he knows them from afar. Right now, no matter where you are on earth, no matter how far you travel, he knows what you're thinking. There are thoughts in the back of your mind that you forgot about. They're in your brain. Rattle around somewhere in there, and he knows about those too. He knows about past thoughts. He knows what you were thinking yesterday or last year or even years ago when you were a baby. You were like, "Wow, this banana is really good." You couldn't talk yet, but you were thinking it, and he knows those thoughts. Even the earliest thoughts that went through your mind seconds and minutes after you were born, even thoughts that you have completely forgotten about. He knows what you'll be thinking in the future. He knows what you're going to be thinking about tomorrow. He knows what you will think about far into the future, when your soccer team wins, or when you graduate from high school, when you get married, when you have your own kids, or even when you're really old and you have your own grandkids. He knows what you're going to be thinking about even then. And when you come to the end of your life, when you're in the hospital and you're about to die, he will be there with you. And he already knows what you will be thinking on that day. He knows our thoughts. He knows them all. And he knows what we are doing as we think these thoughts. Verse 3, you discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Our God knows when we lie down to sleep and when we rise to face the day. He knows when we are working on a project. He knows when we take a nap. And he knows what you're going to say before you say it. Verse 4, before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You haven't even thought about what you're going to say, but God already knows it. He knows when you're tempted to say mean words to your brother or sister, or when you're being really nice and you're thinking of kind words that you can say to them, like good job, I love you, you are so special to me. He knows. God is omniscient. You have never spoken a word that God didn't know before you said it. Maybe you were speaking off the cuff, spontaneously, just saying whatever popped into your head. The words come out and you think, oh no, I shouldn't have said that. Your words are a surprise even to you, but they are not to God. Some have said of a dear friend, she knows me better than I know myself. That is never more true than when referring to God. He knows you that well. There's something in us that wants to be known, wants to be cared about, wants to be understood. I never realized how important my family was until I went off to college. It was so lonely being in a place where no one knew me, where I had no friends. I remember walking across campus pretending like I had somewhere to go. When I first got to college my freshman year, I felt like my past had been erased. No one knew anything about me. I was anonymous. And there was a drive in me. I wanted to be known. I wanted people to know who I was. During the first week, I was put in a small group, and in my group, we learned each other's names. We shared details about our lives. These people in my group started to know me, and I felt close to that group, and I wanted to spend more time with them. I wanted to be with the people who knew me. There's something in us that wants to be known, that wants people to check up on us, to care about us, to worry about us, to know us. And how wonderful it is that our God knows us. He knows every detail of our lives, past, present, and future. He knows every thought that ever entered our minds or will ever enter our mind. There's a joy in that, but there's also a fear. We fear that if people know us too well, they will not like us. If you knew everything about me, you might not like me. And we wonder, God, you have seen it all. You know everything about me. Do you still like me? Will you still be my friend? Or will you ditch me? But quite the opposite is true. He does not move away, but he draws near. Verse 5, you hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. The word hem is used in sewing. It makes me think about lying on a big snuggly quilt where God puts material over me and he sews me in tight. So I'm snuggly and warm with his closeness and his love. The Net Bible translates this, you squeeze me in. God is all up in my space. Years ago, we had a neighbor who was always spying on us. She peeked through the fence. She had a two-story house that could see the entirety of our backyard. If we looked out our window, it was a common occurrence to see her face looking back. We had the feeling that she knew everything that was going on at our house. In reality, I'm sure she didn't quite know everything. But God does. He knows everything. It's astounding. David says, verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. How does God know all of that? That's a lot of information. Have you ever heard about DNA? That is the computer code, the information in your body that determines who you are, what you look like, how tall you'll be, etc. The DNA for just you would fill the pages of 200 1,000-page New York City telephone books. It would take a person typing 60 words per minute, 8 hours a day, around 50 years to type the human genome for one person. If all 3 billion letters in your genome, your DNA, were stacked 1 millimeter apart, they would reach a height 7,000 times the height of the Empire State Building. If all the DNA in your body was put end to end, it would reach to the sun and back over 600 times. And that's just for you, just for one person. And God knows the DNA and all the intimate details about every person on earth. And not just the people that live today, but every person that has ever lived in the history of the world. And he knows all these details about every person who will ever live in the future until the end of the world. David says, this is mind-blowing. It's too wonderful for me. It's too lofty for me to attain. Simply the amount of knowledge housed in the mind of God. But there's another thing that's too wonderful for David. He can't understand how God, knowing everything, still loves him. You ever wonder? God, you know everything about me. Do you still love me? Do you ever get tired of me? One of our greatest fears is that people will get to know us and then not love us. That they won't like us. They won't want to be our friend. I have done a lot of bad things. And I wonder sometimes, God, do you love me? But he does. He loved me so much that he sent Jesus to die on the cross so that all of my sins could be forgiven. He loves me that much. This is amazing. God, you know it all, and you still love me. This is too wonderful for me. It sounds too good to be true. God, I don't know what to say. I'm so happy. I can't believe that you love me and you think about me all the time. Verse 17, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. Do you know how much sand there is on earth? Scientists have calculated an estimate of 7 quintillion, 500 quadrillion grains of sand. That's a 7, then a 5, followed by 17 zeros. That's how much God thinks about you. That's how many thoughts he has about you. God is omniscient. He knows everything. And he thinks about you all the time. Because he loves you very much.